title, Federal Circuit concluded that operating manuals subject to confidentiality restrictions are prior art printed publications. Content, in Weber Incorporated v. Provisor Techs, Inc., Numbers 2022-1751, 2022-1813, Federal CIR February 8, 2024. The Federal Circuit reversed the Patent Trial and Appeal Board's legal conclusion that Weber's operating manuals were not prior art printed publications based on the public accessibility of the operating manuals. Background: in response to an infringement case filed by Provisor, Weber filed two inter partes review, IPR, petitions to invalidate two patents owned by Provisor, based on Weber's operating manuals and additional references, which the board instituted. Weber, Slip Op, pages 2, 6. The two patents, U.S. patent numbers 10,639,812 and 10,625,436, relate to high-speed mechanical slicers for slicing and packaging food articles. ID. At page 2. By applying the framework in Cordis Corporation v. Boston Scientific Corporation, 561F.3D1319, Federal CIR 2009, the board concluded in the IPRs that the operating manuals were not sufficiently publicly accessible to qualify as printed publications under PREIA 35 U.S.C. 102b, because of the confidentiality restrictions associated with the operating manuals. Weber, Slip Op, page 10. Further, even if the operating manuals qualify as printed publications, the claims were not obvious over Weber's asserted prior art. ID. At page 8. Weber appealed. Issues: an important issue the court considered on appeal was whether the board's printed publication conclusion was supported by substantial evidence. Additional issues include whether prior art discloses certain claim limitations. Holdings and reasoning: the Federal Circuit stated that the legal standards for printed publications as the follows. The statutory phrase printed publication from 102 has been defined to mean a reference that was sufficiently accessible to the public interested in the art. The touchstone of whether a reference constitutes a printed publication is public accessibility. The standard for public accessibility is whether interested members of the relevant public could locate the reference by reasonable diligence. Weber, Slip Op, page 10, citations omitted. The court disagreed with the board's conclusion that Weber's operating manuals were not publicly accessible and do not qualify as printed publications. Weber, Slip Op, page 13. The court faulted the board's application of Cordis, because the confidential nature of the monographs and circumstances surrounding disclosure, including academic confidentiality norms in Cordis, makes that case readily distinguishable from this case, where the purpose of the operating manuals is dialogue with the intended audience, which indicates public accessibility. Weber, Slip Op, pages 10 to 11. In Cordis, the monographs were only distributed to a handful of university and hospital colleagues, as well as two companies interested in commercializing the technology, and academic norms gave rise to an expectation that disclosures will remain confidential. Weber, Slip Op, page 10. In stark contrast, in this case, Weber's operating manuals were created for dissemination to the interested public to provide instructions about how to assemble, use, clean, and maintain Weber's slicer, as well as guidance for addressing malfunctions that users might encounter. ID. At pages 10 to 11. Weber's operating manuals had been made accessible to interested members of the relevant public by reasonable diligence. ID. At page 11. The court added that Weber's copyright ownership of the operating manuals does not negate Weber's ability to make the operating manuals publicly accessible. Weber, Slip Op, page 13. The court held that board's determinations that Weber's operating manuals were not publicly accessible are unsupported by substantial evidence and reversed the board's determination that the operating manuals were not printed publications. ID. The court also reversed the board's determination that the prior art does not disclose certain claim limitations. ID. At page 18. Categories, Federal Circuit cases. as seen in Intellectual Property Loblog.